up what you want. Dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the live Saturday edition. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free on our site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And coming up, we're going to do a Totesac giveaway. We'll tell you a little bit more about the Totesac in a bit. And we're going to take your phone calls, though, right now about whatever's on your mind. Let's go first to David, listening to Charleston's WVTS in West Virginia. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. David in West Virginia. I think that's David. Maybe it's not. Going once, going twice. Let's try Michael, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Michael, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Michael is gone, too. Let's try. How about this? Chris in New Hampshire on the amp line. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Wow, we are striking out tonight here, aren't
Sorry,
we?
I was on mute. I'm here.
Okay, there he is.
I was calling from Dennis Goddard's 40th birthday party.
Okay, I'm sure all of our national listeners really care, but what's on your mind tonight?
Talk about the Liberty Forum that's coming up March 18th through 21st here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, the Liberty Forum, which I am very excited about, as I always am. It's something that Free Talk Live attends on a yearly basis, and we broadcast live. We don't go and broadcast live outside of the studios very often, but the Liberty Forum is one of the handful of occasions which we do that. It's going to be happening, you said, the 19th through the 21st of March?
March 18th. We're going to have that Thursday again where people can go shooting or attend the State House and then a party Thursday night.
Great. So it's my understanding that Andrew Napolitano is going to be one of
Judge
the
Judge Andrew Napolitano, the judge.
Right, the keynote speakers. I mean, this guy's a pretty big name within the Liberty community.
Yeah, absolutely. The judge is he was one of the top people we want on our list. He said I met him about 3-4 months ago, and he said absolutely he'd love to come and speak. So he's looking forward to coming up. He actually mentioned, many of the free staters that he had already met and had on his show.
Okay.
So he was pretty excited to visit us.
Great. And there's a whole other list of folks that are speaking at where can people go to learn more about this?
freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
Okay, very good. And
but if you just go to freestateproject.org, it's right there on the front page.
That's correct.
True, true. So so what else do you want to share about the Liberty Forum this that's coming up?
So I just want to tell people that tickets for the special fundraising dinner with the judge, they are limited, so people do want to sign up. There's only a few tickets left to get
wow.
the dinner on Friday. And just, for all the people, things that people have heard about the Liberty Forum, we've added, we always take suggestions about what people like, what they don't like. We try to improve it. So we have added a brunch for Sunday. We have a couple of speakers back who are really highly rated from last year. And then, like William Grigg, who could not make it last year due to a family emergency, he'll definitely be coming this year. He's very excited about coming.
Excellent. So. That's Will Grigg, who is frequently featured over at LouRockwell.com, does a great job of covering the insanities of the police state here in America. I'm looking forward to hopefully getting the chance to spot him if I'm going to be there that same day. Unfortunately, I have to go to a talk radio convention, so Mark's going to get to have all the fun this year.
Well, I'm happy to tell you, Ian, that he's probably going to be speaking on Sunday, which I believe you'll be back for, right?
I will be there on Sunday, so that's great news.
He'll be speaking Sunday, yeah.
Quick question. Normally you guys have like an early bird discount. Is that in effect right now?
Yes, early bird discount is in effect, and there's also if you put in Free Talk Live, there's also an additional 10% off.
So you have to spell it out. Is it three words, Free Talk Live, you have to put in?
It's one word. I think it's FTL, actually. Will
yeah, that's what
work.
I thought. I thought I heard it was FTL. So if you put in FTL, you get 10% off. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, cool. So people should go and get registered now, especially if they want to get in on, number one, the early bird discount, but number two, the dinner with Andrew Napolitano, the judge.
That's correct. And also, the hotel will only have so much space, so I advise them to get their rooms now.
What kind of hint can you give? Because you still have two more keynote speeches to announce. Can you tantalize a little bit? Is that possible?
Saturday night is probably going to be a well-known economist.
All right. Very good. I know that you've got David Friedman already lined up, and he's one of those academic
guys. He's Milton Friedman's son, yes.
Yeah, so he's
we tried to get him there last year, and he just said he couldn't go, but his son, Padre, spoke last year and told him, Dad, you have to go. You'll love it. So he'll definitely definitely be there. He's actually looking forward to it now because he's heard so much about from Podgy. So that was really cool that David said yes.
Great. Thanks for the update. Anything else you want to share tonight, Chris?
Just also, Shelley Roche is going to be there, and she's looking forward to coming. We're actually going to have a whole track full of Lola. That's the Ladies of Liberty Alliance.
Oh, excellent. They'll
have a whole track full of speakers on Saturday.
That's fantastic. Chris, thank you. People can go to Free State. Thank you for the call tonight. People can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum or just look there for the link on the front page. It's a great event. If you've heard us talking about the Free State Project and excitedly discussing all the wonderful liberty-oriented things that are happening here in New Hampshire, as we do occasionally on this program, this is your chance to come up right in the heart of winter and experience New Hampshire and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals. It is a great time.
Yeah, when I talk to my friends from back in Sarasota, Florida, about having moved up here, you know, that's the first thing that they talk about. Oh, my God, you know, it snows there. And, you know, that's I think that people that are dedicated to liberty need to see what the winter's like up here in New Hampshire. It's not like I think that what they find most surprising is, my God, we heat the indoors.
All right, so we continue here with your phone calls. Troy is listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I was listening to y'all talking about how police can, you know, how sometimes they go, you think, a little bit beyond necessary means when dealing with the public and in public places and public environment. I used to be a cop myself for about 10 years, mm-hmm. and, you know, we never had any fear of whatever we did because we knew, you know, we were wholly, you know, 100% accountable for every action we did, no matter what we did and where we did, and everything should be recorded. I mean, most cops drive around with cameras in their cars.
Sure, if they can record us, why can't we record them?
They're recording themselves and everything around them, and they always use this terminology. We do it to protect yourself and us, but honestly, it's just to get more evidence on you. and you know, it's kind of protects us, and when something backfires, in the past...
What I've found is in instances where police are using videotapes, is sometimes that evidence comes up missing. Not every department, not every time, by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm very glad that some departments are using videos on their police officers. I think the more video cameras, the better when it comes to keeping people safe. I always fear the video cameras in the hands of the government.
Well, the reason I called was not exactly about the photography issue. But, like, in this area, like in Virginia Beach, Virginia, there are actually laws that run from the government, which are only specific to certain areas of the city itself, that would actually, some of them go against the Constitution itself. I'll give you one example, one that I know some people, that they just write tickets, because then most people just pay the fines, you
sure.
know, for the money
yep.
for the city, and rather than, you know, go to fight the court, but, you know, unless you have, like you said, solid evidence that against it, that you know, 10 times out of 10 it won't fly. And I mean, and around here you say, you know, lawyers won't even like defend people in Virginia Beach, Virginia, because they say it's kind of like the Wild Wild West as far as the courthouse goes. And I can tell you, I've had some personal experiences on the other end. Now,
that's not an uncommon experience across the country. I mean, people frequently are taking plea bargains and things like that. When if people wouldn't take plea bargains, if they were to actually go for not guilty, it would load the court system up to the point where they would have to do something different. They'd have to stop charging people with all the silly nonsense.
Like one in particular that really, really grates my goat is one that they have these signs all over certain areas, like they call high tourist areas, like i.e. malls, or like at the ocean front of the strip of the Virginia Beach, Virginia, like mm-hmm. the first two streets, they'll have these signs that say no, and it has like these, I can't even describe it, like symbols, kind of like you see in the old Looney Tunes cartoons.
Yeah, no glass, no dogs, that kind of thing?
No. I mean, like it looks like a symbol, like cussing.
Oh.
Like in the Looney Tunes cartoons, they have those squiggly lines, X number, pound signs, whatever.
Yeah.
It means, like, no cussing, right?
Really?
It's like, yes. And, I mean, and I've actually seen people where they've gotten tickets for, you know, saying, quote-unquote, you know, cuss words in these areas. And the people that I know that got those tickets that actually went to fight them, all they did was they took a photocopy of the Constitution, highlighted the First Amendment to the court,
them.
And they dismissed it. But the fun thing is they know that most people don't. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that. Like, you know,
Troy, question for
around.
You. Question for you.
Yeah.
You said you were a cop for 10 years. If you don't mind hanging on, I'd like to know why you're no longer a police officer.
I wasn't an army. I was in the military police.
Hey, thank you for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I appreciate the input. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The grow-up plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The grow-up plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies are there. Dozens of them have sent us pictures or videos showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Robin is our newest Shriner, and you could be our newest Shriner as well. If you're a lady listener, you qualify. It's not a beauty contest. It's open to anybody that is of the female persuasion. You can get all the details on how to become a Shriner at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. By the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com.
The public school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people, and whether public education succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails, at providing real education to the public, the cost goes up and up year after year. There are no refunds. Oh, and it destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast. It's a show about the end of public education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com and learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. Ladies come first. Sharon is on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sharon.
Hi. There's a curious trend I'm finding across the nation, and I didn't know if perhaps some of your listeners could give me some more information and detail. As of yesterday, five of our local radio stations were sold to an anonymous source, and they...
I don't think that's possible.
I don't think that's possible.
Well, I'm still researching. We're trying to find out.
Okay.
But
you might want to check with the FCC on that. They have detailed information on who owns all licensed radio stations.
At least it's a corporation, right? Like, maybe you may not be able to get the people's name.
That might be true.
Well, what they did is a very, very conservative radio show, which is completely PC-free, got a letter a minute before they went on air saying that they were doubling their rates as of Monday.
They were doubling their rates to buy airtime?
Yes.
Okay.
And they've done it systematically to several other shows that were PC incorrect. For me personally, I think that there is something sinister about it. I think that this is a perfect way for Soros to go about eliminating our free speech.
I don't think George Soros is spending much time on little radio stations that are selling brokered time, but, you know, who knows?
Well, okay, if you believe that's the truth, let's go ahead and let's believe for a moment that that's actually what's going on. I don't think that it is either. I think it's just coincidence. But you could do something about it, you know.
What would you suggest that I do?
Well, start your own radio station.
Well,
wouldn't that solve the problem?
I would love to. I just don't know how.
Well, you find somebody that knows how. I mean, if it's as big of a problem as what you're suggesting it is, certainly there will be other people that are as upset as you are. The people that are now having to pay twice as much for their airtime might be very interested in paying less and paying you or your friends or whoever it is that starts this this competing radio station. Of course, the problem is the FCC doesn't really like giving new licenses out, so you might have to go pirate, but it's not very...
It's community.
Community.
Community radio station.
Community station where you don't ask the FCC permission to broadcast. So there's still free speech for anybody that wants to claim it. It's just you might have to dodge the FCC.
But will you not end up in jail?
Probably
no,
not.
No, heck no. Nobody's ever been thrown in jail in America for broadcasting on the radio.
No, it's very unlikely. The FCC likes to threaten people with that. They'll threaten you with jail, and they'll threaten you with thousands of dollars in fines. But one of the things that has never really happened, to my understanding, and if I'm wrong about this, I hope someone corrects me, but as a fan of pirate and slash community radio, it's my understanding that no one's ever really taken the fines by the FCC to court. And it's likely that the FCC would never enforce on those fines if they hit you with, you know, they send you a letter saying, you owe us $10,000 for running this pirate radio station. And you just send them a letter back saying, oh, yeah? You know, prove it. Prove that I have any obligation to pay you money for running a radio station. And it's very likely that they're just going to drop the issue because they're likely afraid of someone going to court and challenging it on free speech grounds. No one has ever challenged the FCC on free speech grounds.
The FCC has never let anyone get that far in court. They just dropped the case.
Right.
Because the FCC knows that what they're doing is, in fact, unconstitutional.
So, yeah, it's just really up to you as to whether or not you want the freedom to speak or not, is what I'm trying to say, Sharon. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Can I give out my email address and if anybody has any information that would be helpful?
Sure. If you want loonies all over America sending you emails.
Hey, maybe we'll find some that are right in the head.
Go ahead.
There's a loony for everybody.
Obama Mama. @yahoo.com.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Normally you hear it from the other side, Mark. You hear the liberals talking about how it's a conservative conspiracy to take control of all the radio stations out there. You don't normally hear the reverse of that.
It's just a conspiracy to keep people from getting on the airwaves.
What is?
Well, the FCC.
The FCC certainly is. You're right about that.
I think that they, you know, the idea that they are able to, you know, keep people from stepping on each other's signals, I think is admirable. But, you know, that's what the court systems are for. Right. If somebody tries to build on my property, I can pretty well figure that out with them. And if somebody's stepping on my signal, I can pretty well figure that out. And we can go to court and figure it out. So I think that those are the two things the FCC does, is they handle signal patterns and make sure nobody says four dirty words on the radio. Because it's not seven people, it's four.
But it's more than just those words. There's also certain things you just can't talk about in certain ways. Anyway, let's continue here. David is listening to WVTS in Charleston. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David, in Charleston.
You want my radio off?
Preferably, but I don't hear it, so it's all good. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, these three cases come up in the last two, 3 years in Charleston.
Okay.
This is just the first one. Now, 2 years ago, they was a young cop, very young one, driving excess speed. His last name was Tagalian. He run into Canal City, and it's a suburb of Charleston.
Okay.
Run over an old man in a pickup truck.
Oh, jeez.
Turned the truck over, killed his wife. The old man was 72 and the woman was 71, I think.
Let me guess what happened. They slapped the cop on the hand and he's back on the streets.
He went to another suburb of Charleston, St. Albans, and the city cop yet. The city gave $2 million to that man to shut him up.
Wow.
So
the cop still has his job.
Now, the cop's still been a city police in another little town near Charleston.
That's how it works.
Well, I'm on file also to get him off there and sue both cities now.
Oh, good luck. I hope that it works out for you, but the cops are a pretty tight-knit group, and they protect one another, so it's very unlikely that your lawsuit will go anywhere. But maybe I'm just cynical, and maybe you'll be the one that really holds their feet to the flames.
The government carries insurance anyway. No insurance do they have. It's called quality of assurance. You know what that means?
I do not.
It means you will pay for anything they tear up.
Meaning you, the taxpayer, will pay?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do they
right.
need insurance for when they have taxpayers?
Right. Now, that cop didn't pay that $2 million.
No,
it was the taxpayers
that
paid.
The city paid it.
The taxpayers paid it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the story tonight. You got another one?
There's another one.
Okay, hang on. I'll bring you back for it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wherever you are, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Still to come, Totesank giveaway, and whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. This is a Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It's the Saturday edition of the show. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. And on that site, you'll find there are a lot of features, and they're all completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts. Those features include stuff like the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you hate making extra trips to carry in those grocery bags? For the last few months at my house, we've been using a cool little product called the Totesack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to totasack.com, that's T-O-T-A-S-A-K.com, and you can get a family pack today. As a matter of fact, they have a little Christmas special going there. If you get two family packs, they'll drop ship the second one for free anywhere in the United States. You have to call in on that one, but it's totasack.com, T-O-T-A-S-A-K.
Oh, and by the way, we are going to give away a two-pack of the Totesack coming up here sometime, I would say, before the hour's finished out. So stay tuned for that. It'll be a special phone number, not the call-in line number, which is 800-259-9231. That's the for those of you that want to just call in and talk to us, 800-259-9231. Let's go, ladies, first to Karen, listening to WFLA in St. Pete, Florida. Karen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have estrogen. And you invited us ladies to call.
Yes, as always.
I'm a 30-year police officer, retired. I know, I wasn't very dedicated to my job, and I'm a quitter.
30 years is a long time.
I know, I was being a little sarcastic.
Ah, okay.
My partner's dense.
I do appreciate quite a bit of what you're saying. Because the officer that called in, that's how I policed. I was in patrol for 13 years, and I feel so free. I'm on free radio. I worked the ghetto. We're not allowed to say that anymore. for 13 years on patrol.
It's got to be rough duty.
I worked the evening shift. I'm only 5'3". I loved it. And it was rough. I was promoted when they didn't want, well, I was hired when they didn't want women. I was promoted when they didn't want female sergeants. But I loved the job, and it helped. And the guy that said, go ahead and record me because I'm not doing anything wrong, that was the standard that we were held to. And I know not every, especially in the Northeast, it seems like the older the police departments are, the more entrenched corruption is.
Well, L.A.'s, you know, pretty rough shape, and it's a relatively new department compared to, say, the NYPD or something. But I get what you're saying.
Okay, now here, I've got to tell you, my last years on the department, I ran the burglary unit. And we would go, you know, we would get a guy who would admit to 200 burglaries. And we'd work out a deal where he'd only admit to 10 if he'd show us every place he broke in and we had a chance of getting property back. And we had a 10% rule. The judge would sentence the person to like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
They'd serve 8 months.
What state is this in?
Florida.
In Florida.
Right. Yeah, that was at the time. Now Florida has an 85% rule, and nobody serves less than 85%.
No, not really. If it's in county jail.
Okay. In county jail, that may very well be true, but still, you can only get 1 year and be in county jail, and they don't do 1 month for 1 year or anything like that.
You're very well educated.
I've been in prison in Florida for 9 years. I was in prison in Florida for 9 years. I could tell you exactly what it's like.
They do still have game time in the prisons, even though they have that rule.
Well, they have game time for the people that were sentenced before, so there's some guys that have been in for 15 years or something like that that are getting game time. But, I mean, you're talking about the real rough customers.
So, Sharon, you spent a lot of time in, as you put it, the ghetto. I imagine you saw your share of drug-related cases?
All the time.
So how do you feel about ending the war on drugs?
Oh, geez. There's been so many wars. The war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on whatever.
Right.
I'm considered a dinosaur, but in 85 when, you know, crack hit the black community, it changed everything around. Suddenly we were being shot at with machine guns instead of just, you know, the normal type of weapons.
Right.
Armor-piercing bullets. It made people crazy and more violent. And the war has to be, I think, conducted on two fronts, and that's not even what I was going to talk about. But
whenever I have a cop on the line, or a former cop, I like to just bring that issue up. It's one of my pet issues. I like to hear what people have to say about it. And you, as somebody who spent 30 years as a police officer, I figured you'd have something to say. So, so you think it should continue?
Well, okay. I don't like it when they call it a war on something. As a police officer, I did the best I could on the street to take out, you know, the biggest people I could. The narcotics unit worked on sometimes making deals, flipping people, making them informants.
How did that work out for you? I mean, let's say you took out the biggest people as you possibly could. How'd that work out? Are drugs still there?
Oh, absolutely.
So do you feel like there was no point to any of it?
I'll tell you what, there was a big point. What happened is we took out a guy that was literally running 13 blocks, and he had read-off like the police did. And he had people stationed at every block with similar to police radios, but they were nicer because they had more money.
Mm-hmm.
And he held hostage that entire community by putting his various captains by, you know, buying houses.
Right, right. I understand that the black market is very well financed. You're correct about that. But don't you feel like the war on drugs hurts more people than it helps?
Well, let me finish this.
Sure.
We took that guy out. So there was, you know, there's a vacuum. And guess what happens when there's a vacuum?
Somebody stepped in.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, now tell me, maybe I'm ignorant, what is the war on drugs?
Well, the war on drugs, from my perspective, is a war on our friends and our family members, in that over 1.5 million people every single year in this country are arrested for various different, mostly possession-related so-called crimes, where they had a plant or a chemical or something like that. Their lives are ruined, they're jailed, they're given a permanent record, and it makes it very difficult for them to get jobs in the future, and it's a very destructive process, far more destructive than the drugs themselves. So I, for one, would like to see a complete end to this madness and allow drugs to be sold in the legal marketplace, just like alcohol and cigarettes are, completely decriminalized. Actually, I don't actually support any sort of government regulation either. I think that the marketplace should simply be able to handle this, because we've seen all this before, Sharon. I mean, we've seen
Karen.
Prohibition. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't
Karen.
Piss off.
I'm sorry. I got the call screen was screened. Your name wasn't written down correctly. So, Karen, my apologies. But we have seen all of this before. It was called alcohol prohibition, and all of the consequences were the same. You still had gangsters and violence and terrible things, and you don't have that in the legal world of the alcohol trade. Budweiser isn't out to attack its competitors by blowing up their factories and assassinating their distributors.
Have you ever? I'm a very well studied person. I have my master's degree. And I wanted to talk to you about the jail situation, prison population, and especially in most states. But have you ever read a book about prohibition?
I've read a lot about prohibition in general, and I'm very familiar with it. And you know what, Sharon? I absolutely would love to continue this, but I forgot about Dave, and I saw your name and Karen I spaced out and I forgot about Dave. So we got to get back to Dave. But I thank you for the call. Call us again sometime, and you're welcome to talk to us about anything about jails or whatever you want to talk about. All right, thanks for the call. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, and if Dave's still with us, we will get back to him and also take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, a national journal of libertarian opinion, news, investigation, and intellectual exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 to...
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com.
rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, features including stuff like live streams. You've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, the listen lines. Those are free, too. It's all there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. And still to come, a giveaway of the Totus Sack. So stay tuned for that. We're going to give you a special call-in line, special giveaway line. When we do that, that's still to come here. 800-259-9231. We are back with David, and he's in Charleston listening to WBTS. And you were telling us some stories about some bad cops in the area. I put you on hold for a break, and then I completely spaced out, and I got all distracted by Karen calling in there, and I went to her call. And I appreciate your patience, David, and
that's
thanks
okay.
for dealing with my crap.
There is a few good cops.
There sure. are. There really are, but only
there
a few.
There is a few good that Danny you talked to a while ago.
What's that?
That Danny you talked to in the beginning.
Okay.
He was the mayor of Charleston.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He forgot to tell you.
That's all right.
He forgot to tell you. He's a head cop in Charleston.
Just
he's
another guy.
He was sheriff for a couple of terms in Connaught County.
So what was the other story you wanted to tell us?
Well, the city cops, about 2 or 3 months ago, chased a man, last name was Good, in a pickup truck. They lost him about 9 o'clock in the night. They picked him up again about 11 at night. They chased him and boxed him in with a bunch of police cars.
Mm-hmm.
A young cop that's done been in the desert fighting for us. They killed him also. The city cops in Charleston done it. Then they shot that man to death in the pickup truck, and he wasn't trying to resist at all. He had stopped.
So he didn't whip out a gun and point it at the cops or anything like that, huh?
No, he didn't have no gun.
What was the cops' claim as to why they shot him to death?
Well, they done another in-house investigation of the city and found it was a good shooting.
So did they even make an excuse as to why they shot him?
No, they killed one of their own young cops, a good cop, a good one. His name was Jerry Jones, and they killed him. He was a good guy.
So that was the guy that was in the truck?
No, he was in the first cop car, got behind the truck when it did stop. He got out and had told the guy to get out of the truck. And before he got out of the truck, they had shot Jones and killed him, too.
They shot one of their own?
They shot one of their own.
And they got a
then,
pass.
And then they walked around and shot into that truck 7 or 8 times into that man and killed him.
What did they claim that he was? They thought he was going to draw a gun. I mean, normally the cops have at least an excuse as to why they shoot
someone. They didn't have no excuse at all. It was an in-house investigation.
Wow.
It was a closed case then. It was a
David, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you sharing the stories, and thanks for your patience with me. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You think I know how to take calls in the right order, right? I'm the talk show host.
It happens.
All right. We continue here. You can bring up anything. By the way, I want to congratulate the Young Turks. They took the award this year in the podcast awards. The podcast award ceremonies were going on as we did the show here tonight. So we were going to have you go in and, you know, give an acceptance speech, Mark.
Right. We've won 4 years running. I think we kind of expected to win. And, you know, quite honestly,
forever.
I didn't try as hard as I could have. I didn't send out updates every day to the Facebook group and all that
other
stuff.
Now, wait a minute. This was the first year that the Young Turks were in the podcast awards as our competitor. And honestly, we went to the talk radio seminar this past year in New York City for Talkers Magazine. And the guy who hosts that show, and it's one of those progressive shows, one of those liberal talk shows.
Yeah.
The guy that hosts the show was there, and he was talking about his entrepreneurship and, you know, how successful his show is. And that guy's pulling down a whole lot more cash than we are, and he's got like 300,000 viewers on his YouTube channel or something like that. The show is seems to be a lot bigger. So
there's a lot of people out there that believe that you should take other people's money in order to do what you want. I understand why a liberal show is very popular. I get that.
That's what I'm saying. You could have sent out 20 more messages, Mark, and we might not have been able to.
Oh, no. The voting was very contentious and very close, according to Todd Cochran.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was extraordinarily close.
Oh, that's good.
He said he wishes he could give more than one award.
Oh, well. PodcastAwards.com. Thanks for nominating us, for those of our listeners that went there to nominate us. And thank you for everybody that went to vote for us this year. Looks like we scraped it close one, but not quite close enough. Anyway, we still won 4 in a row. We're still the only podcast that's ever won 4 in a row. So that's still something we can brag about. Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. It just seems like the right thing to do is to congratulate the winner, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we continue here. You can bring up anything. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening. I wanted to just say that I'm in agreement with you regarding the ability of the citizen to videotape in public space or in public domain, whether it's, on the sidewalk, in the street, in the public place such as a mall, a shopping mall. And I think, you know, the only way the police can be sort of kept in check from just completely abusing their authority is to hold them responsible and record, you know, every interaction with them, just as they do now, you know, to you.
Yes,
without
absolutely.
Your consent. And I also wanted to comment on the fact that over the last 30 years, the Fraternal Order of Police, the Policemen's Union, has been so strong in many states and municipalities and local areas within the states, whereby if a police officer is shot, not necessarily killed, but just shot, the perpetrator will go and spend life in prison without parole. Yet we see police officers selling drugs, doing all sorts of illegal things, but, you know, rarely, if ever, when they're caught, do they go to jail.
It's true.
And I think what has to happen if the police are going to have special status regarding, if an individual assaults them or whatever, then when the police officer is caught selling illegal guns to gangsters and selling drugs in many cities and doing things, they should get mandatory life in prison without parole as well.
I think they should be held to a higher standard, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's their argument, and it should be placed back at them 180 degrees.
It's difficult to convict them even when they do catch them.
That's correct.
It's amazing.
Because the police have a very special relationship with the courts and
sure
many of the district attorneys. And you have to also realize that most of the prosecutors and district attorneys in the United States rely on the FBI crime lab to, you know, create evidence or to provide evidence that confirms and that backs up their case. And we know in the 1980s that the FBI crime lab would
automatically just, you know, make false statements because the prosecutors needed that. And you
well, many prosecutors are very corrupt. In fact, I should have a story about that. If we have time, we'll share it tonight. Frank, thanks as always for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We continue here. Brian is listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Brian,
yeah.
You are on the air.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. I like your all show.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I happened to tune in there and heard the gentleman before talking about the Charleston PD. They did have a reason for what they did. Now, it's a tragic mistake what happened.
You mean when they shot the guy to death in the truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was crossfire, and unfortunately, I guess those guys aren't very well trained.
Okay.
But in defense of the police, I kind of feel like, you know, if somebody's ramming your vehicle with your truck, you know, they chase this guy, and they cornered him, and to get away, he's ramming the police vehicles with his truck.
Why did they chase him in the first place?
Well, he had a lengthy criminal record, and something happened earlier in that day where he had a girl in the car with him, and she had been reported kidnapped.
And
there's a whole lot more to the story than I would even care to go into, but in defense of the police, I mean, I'm in the funeral business, so I don't have anything to do with the police, but in defense of the cops, you know, I've lived in Charleston my whole life, and they're, for the most part, they're all pretty good guys.
Well, I don't know. I don't know them. I know that a number of cops are good guys, but unfortunately, there are a lot of them that are bad guys, and the good guys don't ever do anything to stop the bad guys from being bad guys. So
yeah.
It seems like there's some real problems out there. But that said,
I do think that if a man's using a vehicle as a deadly weapon, that he needs to be treated as a man with a deadly weapon.
That's
I don't
exactly
know. I think
happened.
You could shoot the tires out, and he wouldn't be able to really go much further. So
I don't know either.
I think there'd be more non-deadly ways to handle that situation, but then again, the cops don't care because they're never held responsible if they kill somebody. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the info. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.